No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett. Ask me it on Twitter, Riverland Roofing Studios. I don't have a hat on. I just got out of the shower. After a long last 36-hour breath, I kind of had to... I've kind of lost track of things that are typically pressing, like taking a bath, not stinking, shaving your face, because we've been chasing Lane Kiffin rumors, and now Ole Miss has released a statement that is fascinating and I think tells us a whole hell of a lot. I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Thanks, as always, to B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, anybody and everybody that allows us to do this here, which is talk to y'all just when we decide to, whenever we want to go live, and y'all just keep showing up for us. He's Brad Logan. He contributes with me at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com. If you live on three, sign up today for $1. And Brad, I'm just going to get right to it because we have to. I mean, this is what it is. Lane Kiffin and Keith Carter met today to talk about his future. Ole Miss practiced this morning, and the result of that meeting is this statement from Keith Carter, and I'll read it. Coach Kiffin and I have had many pointed and positive conversations regarding the future of Ole Miss, including meeting today with Chancellor Boyce. While we discuss next steps, we know we cannot lose sight of what is most important, our sixth-ranked team that is poised to finish the regular season in historic fashion. Despite the outside noise, Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl. And together, we want to ensure that our players and coaches can concentrate fully on next Friday's game. This team is on the cusp of an unprecedented season, and it's imperative they feel the support of the Ole Miss family in the week ahead. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game. Brad, what do you think of that?
Well, and I think, and to the credit, Neil McCready, I think he said, here's what I know. I think it's important to look at what we know. What we know is that you reported through your sourcing that there was a meeting taking place.
Yeah.
That was also followed up by other folks at On3, including Chris Lowe. What we also know is that the team practiced today, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Following that practice, Lane and his representation, I guess, whoever, met with Keith Carter. We knew there would be something coming. So, and there were other things posted. We don't think there would be resolution today. And I kind of pushed back on that. I felt like that if that was leaked by Chris Lowe and On3 through Lane's camp, that there would be some resolution. I credit Ole Miss for taking the ball and go ahead and releasing the information from the meeting rather than letting the other side, quote unquote, leak what we learned. What we did learn is that Lane would be coaching the Egg Bowl. That was something that was uncertain because multiple reports have come out that LSU, that Auburn, but mainly LSU and Florida, Lane Kiffin is at the top of the list. Obviously, and to the credit Keith Carter and the administration, they wanted to get out in front of this, and they've done a phenomenal job of doing that. I think there may be some reasons that Lane is coaching the Egg Bowl and may not coach the playoff, and we can talk about that. I think we could talk about what's good, what's bad. At the end of the day, I think it was good that the university got out in front of this. Now we can discuss what's inside what the university released. At the end of the day, we know that Lane is coaching the Egg Bowl. The question is, there's another week of this, and we don't know what the finality is.
Absolutely right. And my takeaway, because I've been consistent, I think one thing you can say about me through this thing, I have been consistent. And last night, I put on the message board of the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, if they've won three, sign up today for $1. I put that I would still predict that he's staying because I talk to most of my people on the coaching side. Those are my sources on the coaching side. I'm not going to get into particulars, and it's that's my network of peoples. Chase is better with the admin side by far than all of them. And Neil's got his national sources and all his sources too. And that was true, and it's still maintained. Like, there's still some out there. Like, I don't know, but the coaching side was – I heard about some staff meeting stuff, some positive staff meeting stuff. I heard about some specific language that was encouraging if you're an Ole Miss fan. But as I said last night, LSU hasn't gone anywhere. If anything, they've gone all in and are really pushing even harder than they have before, while Florida has faded into the background. Though I said that I thought Ole Miss Lane Kiffin would eventually stay through all of this for myriad reasons. And I know that one thing he told the staff within the last couple of days is how he was just feeling the pull to stay and how important it was and what they built here and all this kind of stuff. But also, he's a toddler who pays attention to everything everyone says on the internet. He knows what you say on Twitter and Twitter mentions. He knows what we say on podcasts. He knows what is said on message boards. He reads it all. And I think the way this week has played out and him being kind of branded as a villain was not what he expected.
You have to read Clint's comment when you finish talking.
What I do?
Read Clint's comment when you finish your thought.
I don't even know where Clint's comment is, but the point being is that I thought he was going to stay, but not because he necessarily wanted to. And that sounds shitty, but it's true, because I said the timeline was going to make it impossible. Do we really believe that a coach unprecedentedly would leave a team in the on the cusp of the playoffs if they just win one more, they're in the playoffs, pursuing a national championship to go somewhere else? It's never happened before because the playoff system is relatively new and this calendar is a disaster. And now reading that statement, I think he's gone. And I think he's gone to LSU. That's what I think.
Ben, here's what I think. I think that Lane really wants to coach in the Egg Bowl, and I think he really wants to coach in the playoffs. My question to you, how are both of those things possible for Ole Miss at this point?
See, that's the thing, man. I don't understand the strategy here. The only thing I can come up with as far as the Ole Miss side, the only thing I can come up with is that Ole Miss doesn't have a legal recourse to not allow him coach the Egg Bowl. And what I mean by legal recourse is a way to get rid of him without having to pay him a bunch of money, right? If he's leaving, which I think we all kind of agree, that's where it is trending here. Because that's my read. I think he's gone. I think he's going to LSU. They could get him for not submit, because it is in his contract. There's a reason that Tom Marr stuff was leaked out on Twitter and on social media. Like, that was, there's a reason for that. It is in his contract. It's held up since 2022 that he has to give proper notice about potentially looking at other schools. And Ole Miss could contest that he hasn't done that and would have a legitimate case, arguing semantically, but that's all Lane Kiffin's wanted to do all week. The only thing he's ever refuted all week is what? That he was given an ultimatum. He didn't like that he'd lost control of the narrative. He didn't like – that's why he went super-duper Mr. Positive Lane Kiffin on Pat McAfee, which we'd never, ever, ever seen before. Ever seen before. And I think that had to do with he was losing control of the narrative that he built, this rehabilitated Lane Kiffin. And there's no doubt he's grown so much at Ole Miss, man. It's been awesome to see personal growth and all that kind of stuff. Reconciliation with his family, making it whole again. But when it comes to this stuff here, it ain't – personal, it's business, and he's still the same Lane Kiffin that he's always been in that way. It's only about him, and he can be swayed by the mood of the moment or the mood of his mentions. And I think a lot of that has come into play, and I think today was a very clear indicator that, because the language of the Saturday following the game, because Ole Miss played State on Black Friday, the Saturday following the game, why you wouldn't need to let this play out for another 8 days if he was staying. But also, conversely, are you going to let him play out this whole charade for another full 8 days? Because I know what players are saying in your locker room. They're pissed. Your assistants, a lot of them, are pissed. And you're more worried about how leaks get out to message boards than whether or not the trust that you have absolutely destroyed with Ole Miss fans is irreparably broken, regardless if you return or not, Brad.
I go back to what Kentrell Lockett said in our postgame show when Ole Miss beat Florida. And Kentrell would know much more than me about what it's like following a game. If you'll remember, Ben, kind of at the beginning of the show, following the game, which, by the way, thank you all for watching that. We're excited to do that again when Mississippi State plays Mississippi, when Ole Miss plays State, a couple of days in the Egg Bowl, sponsored by our good friends at Allen Samuels of Oxford. But Kentrell Lockett pointed out that where it felt like Lane was saying goodbye to the fans.
Yeah.
He kind of noticed that, and I kind of pushed back a little, and Kentrell's like, no, man, that's kind of what I saw. Ben, I've got my question to you is, is there a path? And I made, you know, you made mention about the legal recourse, and I understand where you're coming from with that. Is there a situation to where LSU is tired of waiting in between now and the next couple of days? Is this a deal to where you think there's an MOU in place with LSU and Lane Kiffin? Is this a situation to where Ole Miss could possibly rectify this? In your words, if you think he's gone, is there a path for Lane Kiffin to remain head coach at Ole Miss between now and the Egg Bowl? Or is the outcome having anything to do with it?
I think Lane Kiffin isn't going to be the head coach of Ole Miss football after the Egg Bowl. That's what I think. This is all hypothetical stuff, and it's not particularly. I don't know. It's not helpful. It doesn't really change anything. Like, what do we know? We know that he's going to coach through the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss has made that decision. He's going to coach through the Egg Bowl. The timing of announcing as Keith wrote, and I'm going to bring it back up on the screen. Hold on. To write at the end of this, an announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game is as open-ended as you can leave it, giving yourself some wiggle room because if it's expected, it doesn't mean it has to follow through. It's only expected. And Ole Miss has, like, he's changed like the wind, and Ole Miss has been pulling at the heartstrings. He tells his staff that. I mean, how can I leave? How can I leave this now? I feel really pulled to be here. Meanwhile, you have family members touring Baton Rouge and Gainesville. And that's the whole deal is that Dan Wolken was on your podcast, Brad, like yesterday, and he's right. You got caught, and now you're getting called on it, and you've lost control of it entirely. And all it's really reaffirming is what we've all known to be true from the get-go, is Lane Kiffin is college football's greatest heel in the history of the sport. It doesn't come close, because if he follows through what he's about to follow through with, he will quite literally set a precedent that has never ever happened before in the history of the sport, and it will be another heel turn. I mean, it's just like leaving Tennessee to go, like, it's that on steroids, leaving Tennessee to go to USC. It's because especially like an Ole Miss allowing him to coach through the Egg Bowl, if that is the case, man, I just don't understand, outside of you have no legal recourse to make him not be able to, and you have to eat that shit before he can go. I don't understand that at all, like the whole timeline of it at all.
And yeah, Ben, let me ask you a quick question.
I mean, this person's right. Like, Marine Rebel 6898, he didn't even try to hide the fact that they were visiting other places. That's important, Brad. I think that's very important to note.
Now, he was asked on the Wednesday media availability, a number of national reporters, how did phrase the question is, how did so and so like Gainesville? And he said, I'm not going to comment on that.
Didn't, and now that is a denial. Because again, he didn't. I mean, the brazenness of this. And this pursuit is really what we're all taking issue with. It's not Lane Kiffin's fault that the timeline is what it is. However, it is his fault that he can be swayed with such a monumental decision that affects not just him and his family, the Kifdashians. It's not just them. It's a whole community, three communities, quite literally, hanging on to every word. And the timeline is what it is. But to be so obtuse as to say it's disrespectful, or to be so brazen as to say it's disrespectful, and then turn around and send your family to scout, and then say, I'm not talking about talking about other jobs and distractions. You are the distraction. And now the Egg Bowl, which when we talk about Keith getting out in front of it, Ben, high-end Gator reporter Zach Albarades is saying Florida isn't out. Why are you so confident they are? I'm not. No one is. I'm not confident they are. They very well could be. I just think from everything I've heard, like, and I've talked to a lot of people on the LSU side, and the confidence level on LSU side is a different type of confidence than Florida's. And I actually respect those opinions more than the people I've got from Florida so far. But Zach is awesome. You're right. And if he said that, I would not discount it because Zach is great at what he does. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I haven't talked to Zach personally in that way. Bottom line is, this is Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast. We call it Talk of Champions because Ole Miss walks out on the Walk of Champions coming into games. I mean, this is an Ole Miss show. So we're going from the Ole Miss angle here. And from the Ole Miss angle, if you're asking me, Ben Garrett, Spirit Ben, the Ole Miss spirit guy, Ole Miss loudmouth, what do you think, Lane? What do you think all of this means today? The meeting today, the non-committals, all the things that have played into where we've gotten to this point where Keith releases that statement. What is he going to do? I think he's gone. That's
Ben,
what I think.
Up until this point, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. I felt
my buddy Josh Clemens got a buddy at LSU who's preparing to pay Lane Upper's $13 million a year. Ole Miss is willing to pay him $13.5 million. It ain't about the money. This is a malcontent. He just is. I mean, it's a character flaw, but like he's grown so much, and he's like, what he's done at Ole Miss is unprecedented and amazing. Like, no one's knocking him that way. But this situation, staying or leaving with Ole Miss, has nothing to do with what Ole Miss is not doing or that LSU is doing that Ole Miss can't. This has nothing to do with that.
It feels like to me, and I've been very open about this, the university has done a phenomenal job of controlling this, getting out in front of things. And then I'll throw it kind of back to you, but I felt like Keith Carr, director of athletics at Ole Miss, has been really good about protecting the university, honestly. He and Dr. Boyce making sure that Lane does not just completely destroy what he has built here. And in many ways, I don't think he will. I think you look at a couple of things, Ben. Ole Miss is not in the position it's in without Lane Kiffin. He's a couple of wins if he were to stay at Ole Miss from being the winningest coach in Ole Miss history, like literally half a percentage point of overtaking Johnny Vaught, who is easily – he's got his name on the stadium. So there's
like
so
his
many
name
things
would be on the stadium. Do you agree?
His name would be on the stadium or on the field or somewhere.
Eventually.
He's done an incredible job. He's built this job up since 2020. Just earlier today, I was watching the video of when he was introduced as head coach, and to where he is then to where he is now has completely changed. And if he stayed here, I think next year's roster would be even better than this one. But it doesn't appear by the verbiage that was released today from the university that that's going to happen. I don't know the specifics of why Keith Carter made the decision to allow Lane to coach the Egg Bowl, but what I do know is Keith and his team have done a really good job up until this point. Ben has been pretty vocal that there's been so many interactions between Lane's camp and other jobs. Ole Miss fans, they just want a commitment. I posted earlier today, you've got a 10-1 team. You've got a running back in Kawan Lacy that's got a chance to be the number one running back in the country. And, oh, by the way, why is he not mentioned for the Heisman Trophy? I don't know. 19 rushing touchdowns in the country, and we don't see his name anywhere. You've got a D2 transfer from Ferris State that's leading a 10-1 team in the SEC with a preeminent berth in the college football playoff. And then you've got fans that have come out of the woodworks that have gone nuts over this team, that's done everything in their power, only to be called out by the head coach after a huge win against Florida. To me, that was the ultimate shot to the bow whenever we begin that there was a ruffle in the waters, if you will, between Lane Kiffin and looking at other jobs. That's when my antennas kind of went up, and I kind of looked around the room whenever that softball question was given.
I mean,
he didn't respond. You know, it was
so
a perfect
easy.
Man, Ole Miss played Florida's music. We beat Florida. It was a huge crowd. I went to the student, but he didn't. He said, were you here last week? And it almost just sucked the air out of the room. And that's kind of where it all began. But to credit the university once again to saying, wait a minute, we appreciate everything that you've built. Hit the brakes just a little bit. But we're Ole Miss, and you're not going to take us down that dirt road. We're going to stand our ground. That's exactly what the university has done. And then today we get that today. I don't know what that tells us today. All we know is that he's coaching the Egg Bowl, and I don't know why that is, and I hope we learn soon enough what the decision is, especially if there's already an MOU in place with another school. Mm. Why is he allowed to coach the Egg Bowl? And that I can't tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the meeting with the LSU board of whatever's about the Brian Kelly contract is not coincidence, in my opinion. They're trying to figure out how much money they got and what they got to spend, what their expenditures are as they get their ducks in a row.
Yeah.
I truly believe the only way that Lane Kiffin isn't leaving on Saturday to go to LSU or Florida, and I think it's LSU, is if, as he's done before in this whole process, like quite literally yesterday telling his staff how much he wanted to stay. And like, they all I'm not going to get too deep off into it, but the bottom line is I had multiple people saying, man, it's Todd's in Ole Miss's favor, man. This, like, I think he's sticking around. So you only say what you can hear. I wasn't saying he was sticking around. I'm just telling you, like, the Ole Miss in, I would go with what the assistants say. But also, assistants are usually the last ones to find out the really, like, at the end of results about this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're still doing their, like, they're out on the road recruiting. All of, they're out recruiting right now. One thing you could take solace in is that Pete Golding isn't going anywhere, regardless of what Lane does. And regardless of if he gets the head coaching job, in my opinion, or not. I think he'd be a candidate for it. I think Joe Judge would be the interim, is going to be the interim if what happens happen. What I think happened is going to happen happens next Saturday. And Lane leaves and says, thank you, Ole Miss. And it looks like the Tennessee press conference on steroids. And he goes to LSU. I think that Joe Judge will be the interim in that scenario and lead Ole Miss in the playoffs. John Sumrall, as Ole Miss has been actively in conversations with John Sumrall's representatives, and I fully believe that John Sumrall has been waiting for a particular clarity on this job before he makes a move on any others, and he's a favorite at Auburn, among others. And now this allows Ole Miss, if anything else, if it's because they can't get out of it contractually and they can't name Joe Judge the interim for the Egg Bowl, man, he better win the Egg Bowl, because if he leaves with losing the Egg Bowl and costing them a playoff, like, there's no coming back from that. You will have officially – I mean, it's the heel turn of all heel turns. It's Brock Lesnar ending the streak in WrestleMania 30. You know what I mean? Like, let's stop pretending like this wouldn't be an insane story. And that's what it looks like to me, where it's shaping up, what it's shaping up to be. I think Judge would lead the interim thing, but I think it will allow Ole Miss this little window here to potentially finalize something with John Sumrall if they're able to. He wouldn't be the only one they want to talk to, but I just know that they've had real down the road consequential conversations with John Sumrall. And if you know anything about John Sumrall at Tulane, yes, he's defensive minded, while Lane is offensive minded, and his offensive coordinator hire will be important if he were to get the job. He's quite literally copied and duplicated, replicated Lane Kiffin's transfer full program organizational structure at the G6 level and succeeded at Tulane. So the seamlessness or whatever of that transition would be pretty good. Not to mention that you already have your Pete Golding in place, who's actively right now. And Pete's been pissed about all this stuff because he is committed to Ole Miss for 2026. He is the one that is keeping the recruiting class intact. He's the one that's doing the scout and all of that legwork that Lane never wants to do. You think he's doing any of that now? You know what I mean? Like, now they got to go into overdrive just to make sure that the people that do stay, if they are the ones that stay. And I think Pete would be one. Brian Brown, Jake Schoonover, John Garrison could stick around. I mean, there's a lot of guys that could stick around. And certainly if one of the in-house options like Joe Judge or Pete Golding got the job, I know that a handful of them would stick around, including Schooney and John Garrison would be up there. Brian Brown, of course, who I've already mentioned. I think Charlie Weiss, they want to have a conversation because he needs to get out from under Lane Kiffin's shadow. He's been trying to get a G6 job for years. The reason you can't, man, is because you're attached to Lane Kiffin's hip. Randall Joyner, one that I'd heard would be one of the first ones to go potentially with Lane, because he'd get an elevated title. If Chris Kiffin was the DC, he'd get co-DC. That's something he's always wanted. But I've heard now that he would stay because he wants to be attached with Pete. He wants to stay stuck to Pete. So there's a lot of moving parts with this, but at least now you know one question has been answered definitively. There's not going to be an interim for the Egg Bowl. So what is the directive? If he doesn't win the Egg Bowl, buddy, you can't turn in your keys fast enough.
I'll say this, and I've gotten 17 text messages, and they're all pretty much, if he's leaving, why is he coaching the Egg Bowl? Once again, I'll push back just a little. And look, Keith Carter, Dr. Boyce, I can't say enough about, they've done a really good job navigating through all of this. And here's another thing I'll say is when you look at someone like a Keith Carter and a Dr. Boyce, they're Ole Miss through and through. And so as long as you have those people pulling the trigger, Ole Miss is going to be okay. Ole Miss is going to be okay whether Lane stays or goes. And I think most people understand that. I think the most important overarching part about this is there was a decision made, we know, for Lane to coach the Egg Bowl. Now, Ben, the reason is, why was that made? And I have no doubt that whatever that reason was, whether it be a legal recourse, or we have no idea what Lane said to Keith. We have no idea what Keith said to Lane. Maybe Keith and Dr. Boyce feel like that Lane just kind of has this game circle. Maybe there's a deal in place. We don't know. Maybe they announced the day after the Egg Bowl that Lane Kiffin is staying. Who knows? All we know is that you have to trust Keith Carter and Dr. Boyce. I want to come back to you, Ben, and ask you, when you talk about the Egg Bowl, you've got Mississippi State over here doing this. And the reason they're doing this is they've got a pretty good football team. They've got a coach in Jeff Levy that would like nothing more than to help himself beating an arch rival. You've got a fan base over there that's licking their chops, seeing an unfocused team with disarray and everything all over the place. The question I have for you, Ben, where's Ole Miss's mindset as a team, as a coaching staff, heading to an absolute zoo of a place? Because it's going to be raucous. I think there's going to be a lot of Ole Miss fans there. But where's Ole Miss's headspace heading into the Egg Bowl in 7 days?
And all we are focused on is the latest episode of the Kardashians. That's all we're focused on. I mean, think about the stuff that has been written about this. It's absurd, man. Like, we know that Keith, like, it's pathetic that we know to be true that Keith Carter and Lane Kiffin went to hot yoga together on Monday and Tuesday. That is insane to me, Brad. That is insane to me. It robs from the spirit of this whole exercise, which is Ole Miss has won 10 of 11 games, is on the course of on the cusp of a potential title, single digit wins away, and we're talking about Lane Kiffin's yoga schedule. Sam Hutchins, God bless you, he went and did hot yoga with Lane Kiffin this morning. I would have had to be scraped off the floor. I understand why he had to do it, but the fact that with a week to go until what used to be the most important game of the regular season for Ole Miss, and now it's just the next one because Ole Miss has bigger fish to fry. We're talking about hot yoga. Family members sent out for info gathering trips to Baton Rouge and Gainesville, complete non-denials, a coach who can't get offline and stop looking at message board posts and wondering why Ole Miss fans are pissed at him. And you know what? If y'all are going to be mad at me, then I'm just going to go to LSU then. It's that high school Degrassi style kind of nonsense we're dealing with there. And I think it's an absolute travesty. And I know players are pissed. That's another part of Ben's information circle. Players. And those guys have a job to do. And all you have done is made it about yourself. So if Lane were to stay, if the announcement, which I don't think is what it would be, on next Saturday after the Egg Bowl, as Keith Carter has said, if he ends up staying, even if he did, some of the damage he's done is irreparable. The trust that was whatever was maintained or rebuilt after the Auburn flirtation. Because let's not pretend. The only reason Lane Kiffin didn't get involved with LSU in Florida, despite being on coaching hot boards during those years, is because they didn't consider him. This is the first time those schools finally took him seriously. So it's like, you know, the fat kid that can find, like, that grows up. I didn't do this, but like the fat kid that grew up and then gets six pack abs and he can't stop wearing a shirt. You know what I mean? Well, now this guy right here, he loves this. This is what he's been waiting for. LSU wants him. Florida wants him. He's the most wanted man. It just, I think, crystallizes to me his true feelings toward Ole Miss this whole time. Because let's be real. If every single one of us, if you polled all of us and said, or told us before, when he was hired at Ole Miss, you were going to get Lane Kiffin for 6 years, you would say that is nonsense. Do you know who Lane Kiffin is? So don't be surprised when he continues. I mean, he's grown a ton at Ole Miss. He's done these incredible things on and off the field. But when it comes to this here, he is still the greatest college football heel to ever exist. And if he goes through with what I think he's about to go through with, that will only solidify that.
But when you think you have things figured out with Lane Kiffin, I mean, it's right the opposite. So who's to say that this is all being put together to where he truly does not want to sign an extension until the end of the year? He truly wants to coach the playoffs. We don't know. I mean, we don't know that after the Egg Bowl, should Ole Miss win and pretty much stamp its approval to get into the college football playoff, that he doesn't sign an extension then. Maybe he wants to take this through to see, you know, where it lands after that. All we know is the smoke through multiple sources throughout yours and mine and everywhere else that the can has really kicked far down the road with LSU up until this point. The question remains is, not necessarily a question, but what we saw that was released by the university is that Keith Carter feels like that Lane Kiffin gives Ole Miss the best chance of beating Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. I promise you, there's nobody that wants to be in-state champions and keep the Egg Bowl in Oxford any more than Keith Carter. So that's what we know. The question remains is what's happening the following Saturday. Once again, Ben, you have to keep the team together. And I will say this, and, you know, 22 was much different than 25. And so you look at 22 and you see how things just went crazy with Arkansas, Mississippi State, losing both those games, limping into a bowl game. And then you fast forward to this year, Ole Miss, and I'll give Lane credit here, when all the stuff started brewing with Oklahoma, when Ole Miss was playing at Oklahoma, he nipped it in the bud with Molly McGrath and said that he had talked to the team, and they were not distracted. I mean, and then you fast forward, the Citadel, you fast forward to Florida. Ole Miss played really well, and, you know, credit Florida. They played hard, but Ole Miss ended up winning the game. They were not distracted. Do you think that, and you've already made mention, this is different now, right? I mean, it's different going into the Egg Bowl on Friday. It feels like this team may be distracted now. And here's what you have to worry about. Depending on what the team knows and doesn't know, their big red button of the give a darn button. How do you keep the players on the roster from pushing that button? I think the one way you keep them from pushing the button, if you're the assistant coaches on the staff, is, hey, let's not get so bogged down in what the head coach is going to do. Let's all play together as a team, because if we win, regardless of who the coach is, we're playing in the college football playoff and a chance to win a national championship. You can't say that years ago when you're 8-3 or 7-4 in the Pine Box and Tommy Tuberville. None of that really is the same as this, because this has a much larger thing at play, and that is a national championship, which, once again, I'm completely having such a difficult time wrapping my head around the fact that a sitting head coach in the Southeastern Conference is coaching a team and done a heck of a job at doing it, built up a roster with a D2 quarterback and an incredible running back and a wide receiver room that's loaded, one of the best in the conference and in the country. You're 10-2. You have a chance to face your arch rival, which you're probably going to be, at least before all this, a double-digit favorite and a lock to host, not play, host a college football playoff game and a chance to win the national championship, and you're not locked in. You're not dialed in. You're talking to other teams. To me, I cannot wrap my mind around that. And I would be saying that if I were on the Mississippi State podcast, the West Virginia podcast, the UCLA podcast. It just so happens to be we're talking on Ole Miss podcast. I wouldn't say anything any different. I can't wrap my mind around that you're talking to other programs when you've got a chance to win a national championship. I just can't do it.
I can't either. That's the thing for me. I always thought the whole point of this entire ludicrous exercise was to get to this point right now. And that's what I'm saying. This isn't about something Ole Miss isn't doing or something that LSU or Florida is doing more than Ole Miss. And Kit Lane could still stay. And everyone's going to go, well, you don't know. Of course, no one knows. You cannot.
No, you're right.
Just as you cannot catch the wind, anybody says that they understand or can talk Lane Kiffin and make sense of it and give you an honest, full-on prediction of what's going to happen is lying. But from everything I can tell today, man, this was a soft launch of his exit from Ole Miss after the Egg Bowl. I mean, and if that were to happen, I think Joe Judge would be named the interim, and Ole Miss would try to get something finalized with John Sumrall. And John Sumrall would coach Tulane through the playoffs while Joe Judge coached Ole Miss through the playoffs, because they have a chance at a title, a real chance at a title, but it's going to be hard. You know what I mean? So, the odds aren't in your favor that you're going to come out on top, especially if you don't get the bye. There's some disadvantaged things that would come with that. But if Joe Judge, if the worst thing that happens in that scenario is Joe Judge leads you to a title and you have to, say, thank you, man. We want to keep you forever. Stay on staff with John Sumrall. Then that's a pretty good outcome. But it's going to be more than John Sumrall as far as considerations. And that is what is happening is happening. If what we think is happening is happening. And Lane's not going to be the coach after the Egg Bowl. I think that what that leads to is a little period of time here where Keith Carter can really go to work. And if John Sumrall is his leading candidate now, but man, maybe it's not by Tuesday because he decides that Pete Golding, a promotion to Pete, who wants the job and is already working for you, maybe that would be the better fit for this team and moving forward. Same thing with Joe Judge, or even if they wanted to talk to Alex Golish. There are a lot of guys they'd want to talk to. Jeff Brohm is another one that I've heard a lot about. Brent Key is a guy that, these guys that are at their alma maters, before any of you in the chat bring it up, I know they're at their alma maters. I promise you. I can't say much definitively, but, man, if Brent Key or Jeff Brohm or Ken Dillingham, all of them, if they could get the right opportunity to leave their alma maters, they absolutely would. They're not going to sacrifice winning games because they're connected to their school in that way. That's not what this is about. It's why Lane Kiffin could potentially leave Ole Miss before he coaches in the playoffs, which we thought was the whole point. And yet what we have learned more and more is, you know, in this big business, Lane Kiffin is ultimately about Lane. He's a walking business, and all of the things he saw online. And I think he was genuinely taken aback by how he got peppered with questions about this on Wednesday at the on the SEC teleconference call. I think that legitimately shocked him, which is shocking to me. It shows me a shocking lack of self-awareness in any and all ways. You really believed? I mean, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. It was so brazen to talk that way, say, I'm not addressing rumors, and then send your family to those cities to do self-scouts. And then to deny that, like not even deny it, just say, I'm not talking about it, is even more of a slap in the face. And it kind of goes against your entire credo to begin with. So you're just being inconsistent. But Ole Miss would have taken 6 years of Lane Kiffin regardless when they first hired him. You knew what you were hiring. Just like they said in the doc, man, it's not wrong. You get in bed with a snake and the snake bites you. Don't be mad at the snake. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying Lane is a snake. I think he's growing. I just think he's about Lane Kiffin. He's making a decision about Lane Kiffin, and he is swayed by the wind, and especially by his Twitter mentions. And he's gotten into his feelings a little bit. And though he feels the pull and tug to go to Ole Miss, ultimately Lane Kiffin has always viewed Ole Miss as a second tier job. And he was waiting to get his big, big job that he thought was robbed of him from USC and Tennessee. That's my opinion. And Tennessee is not a bigger job than Ole Miss, but like USC was the closest to the pinnacle, whatever he thinks the pinnacle is. Maybe it's Florida. Maybe it's LSU. I don't know. But after today, I don't think it's going to be Ole Miss.
You know, I don't think anyone's arguing that Lane Kiffin is looking at LSU or Florida. In fact, if you fast forward, or if you rewind it to 2020, fast forward now, I don't think any Ole Miss fan would have a problem with Lane Kiffin staying 5 years and then moving on, whether it be to another job in college or to the NFL. I don't think anybody's arguing that. Everybody is 100% arguing about the timing of this. Now, the timing is a very layered onion, if you will, because the timing on both ends has been horrible. Number one, that's another conversation that we can have about the NCAA has to come in and fix the timing of this. Number one, you've got the high school signing period in December, the first one, and then which is the main one. And then you have the transfer portal that comes up in January. Then you have all the coaches that you would go after would be gone. So the timing of this is awful. The NCAA has to step in and start legislating when you can and can't talk to coaches. I mean, we understand back channeling, but this is just absolute 100% just going after whoever. There has to be some kind of legislation for that. Number two, Ole Miss has got to protect itself. And I think, in large part, that's been my whole point about how Keith Carter's done a great job manufacturing and maneuvering and making sure the university, and I still think he has. I think there's just some unknowns right now about the decision-making process of what we saw today. Many people are lighting me up, different schools, about why can't you just let Lane coach the Egg Bowl and coach the playoff and then make a decision? Well, I think I just answered a lot of those about why you can't allow that to happen, because the 26th season would be a wash from a transfer portal, from a high school standpoint, and from another coach's standpoint, pending you don't hire someone already on staff. So that's the reason why you have to move and you have to be advantageous and you have to be making sure that you protect what you have, and I think that's what Keith Carter has done a really good job of.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik Dia and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At the end of the day, the decision that came out, for all I know, Keith thinks that Lane would be the best chance of beating Mississippi State. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. Maybe that's his thought process. And you know what? I can get behind that. The question begins, what happens on that Saturday? And, you know, we're only 7-8 days away from that. Sure, it's going to be tough to walk through all that, but to get to all that. But I think if you look at it, you have to respect that. And you talk about from a local media core, I want people to understand that just wasn't a Wednesday media call. It's being well known. All of us asked questions the Monday following the Florida ball game. In fact, if you go back and watch on the Ole Miss Spirit, you can watch that press conference and see that he was asked a number of questions, and he pushed back on every bit of that about how he thinks it's a distraction to the players. And I'm not going to be critical of Lane here, but what in the world does he think whenever family members are going to different parts of the country? How in the world is that not a distraction to the team? So I'm going to push back a little bit on that. At the end of the day, you've got Ole Miss fans that I truly believe if he signs an extension following the Egg Bowl, which I do think that's on the table, you'll have a majority of Ole Miss fans will be like, okay, let's gear up, let's go win the playoffs. I think there will be a section of the fan base band to where they'll be like, okay, let's go win the playoff, but man, you didn't handle this well. In a lot of collateral, a lot of stock that has been built up with the fans, you kind of lost it. It took a pretty good dip. I think if Ole Miss goes and wins the Egg Bowl and gets ready for the playoffs, Joe Judge, the coach, you kind of move on. Lane moves on. This kind of goes away. The huge atom bomb that could drop is if you go to the Egg Bowl and lose 31-13 to Mississippi State, Jeff Lebby takes the Bulldogs to a bowl game. Ole Miss is at 10-2. They don't make the college football playoff. Lane pillages the roster, goes to LSU. That is the diabolical version that you cannot have happen. And so that's why I think that a lot of people are like, I'm not really sure about him coaching in the Egg Bowl. But I do think Keith Carter and his team have thought this one out. You have to support that decision and then move forward.
No, you don't have to support that decision. You can disagree with it. I mean, your Ole Miss fans are still going to go to the Egg Bowl one way or another. That's not the question here. Like, if they were going, they were going. If they weren't, they weren't. Like, if Lane Kiffin leaves and isn't Ole Miss's head coach after the Egg Bowl, which I think is what's going to happen, I would say freely into his face, I think you handled this the wrong way then, unless there was no legal recourse for you to do anything. Because, honestly – you don't know what you don't know. Maybe like if you soft launch Joe Judge or Pete Golding this week, they win the Egg Bowl and then they make a run in the college football playoff. And then Pete Golding has become your version, and it's not even the same, not even close. But like he's going to try to do the Kirby Smart character arc. You know what I mean? Babyface arc for a Pete Golding or something. Like there's a better ways to do this. I don't necessarily think having Lane Kiffin lead them in the Egg Bowl is the best for everybody. I mean, if anything, it's just. It's going to be a whole another week of this? Is that what we're saying? You know what I mean?
I think so. But once again, we don't know. Once again, what happened inside the meeting? I mean, there may be legalese involved. There may be contract negotiations involved with this in regards to we can't discuss the contract until after. I don't know what all went into that. Or if it's, once again, just a simple fact of Keith believes that's the best chance to beat Mississippi State. That's what I took away from the the post that Keith put out there to the fans that he believes that Lane is the best choice to lead this team. At least that's what it says. But once again, it could be a lot of legalese involved in that. At the end of the day, that's what we know.
Yeah, that we don't know. And anyone is free to speak up and say so. Like, it's not like Keith and Lane don't have a freestanding invitation to come on this podcast, Talk of Champions, anytime they want to. Speaking of Talk of Champions, brought to you, as always, by Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He offers regular health, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement plans. He's an Ole Miss grad, 35 different carriers. Call him today, 601-953-8449, quoteswithdrew.com. BNA Bank is your hometown bank. Branches in New Albany and Tupelo. I know them all. They're all my friends, and they've helped me through a lot, man. And they do the same for you, because they'll be more than friends. They'll be more than bankers. They'll be friends. 662-534-8171. And always giving a shout out to Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing, the little house back behind me. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com.
Ben, real quick, I want to say a special thank you to my Tyler presenting sponsors over at the Logan Media Network. A special thank you to T. White's and Tyler White and his entire team. Custom T-shirts, quarter zips, man, they can get it done for you. And also Debbie Johnson with Kessinger Real Estate. They're Tyler presenting sponsors on the Logan Media Network. By the way, had Dan Wolkin and Ross Dallinger on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast earlier this week and had great conversations with them. Could not do it without all of you sponsoring us and following us on the Logan Media Network. It has really blown up. I'm so grateful to be a part of the Ole Miss Spirit as a collaborator with them, and I could not think and could not do what we do without my good friend Ben Garrett. So thank you, Ben.
Oh, Brad, you're a sweetheart. He just knows how to butter me up, buttercup. Thank you, friend. What are the pressing questions now, in your opinion, as far as like what right now, if you're the Ole Miss fan and you wanted to ask somebody that might have a clue, and let's pretend like I do, what would be the immediate questions about this situation moving forward? Hit me with them.
I think number one is nothing matters unless you beat Mississippi State, because I firmly believe there is a chance, a higher chance than not, and this is just my opinion, that Ole Miss is not making the college football playoff. And I know I'm going to get pushback on this if they lose the Egg Bowl. And I think, and I understand people around them can lose and win, and I just believe there could be a chance they drop a spot or two during the bye week and then maybe leave chance up to a committee. I think all of everything rides in the Egg Bowl. Of course it does, right? I mean, because the Egg Bowl, crazy stuff happens. You know, and we won't go off into the world of the Egg Bowl, but they have a perfect situation, Mississippi State, to do exactly what Ole Miss doesn't need to happen, and that is to keep them out of the playoff. But in large part, most of the questions will surround you have to beat Mississippi State. But my main question is, what was the decision to have Lane coach the Egg Bowl? I'm sure there's a reason, and I would love to know that, because I was the opinion that if this meeting took place, which was reported by you guys at On3 and the Ole Miss Spirit, is that after that meeting, I felt like there would be some resolution. There kind of was, but there kind of wasn't. But I felt like that if it was, in fact, that Lane was taking the LSU job or Florida job or whichever job, that was it. That there would be an interim coach to coach the Egg Bowl and the playoff. They would be evaluated throughout that process, and they would obviously, Keith would do his due diligence, and they would be talking to coaches along the way, maybe even hire someone along the way. I don't know. But I felt like my main question would be, if you move, what direction does the program go? But I would love to know what the decision process was and why Lane would be coaching the bowl game if, in fact, he was moving on. We don't know that Lane wants to announce after the Egg Bowl. We don't know that. There could be a plan in place to wait that Saturday morning, everybody gets up and there's a huge announcement.
Doesn't make sense to not say I'm staying. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, if you're releasing a statement today, there is no reason not to say, oh, we had the talk. Lane's flattered by all the attention, but he's an Ole Miss Rebel if that's what it was going to be. To word it like that, let's bring it back up on the screen. To word it exactly as Keith Carter worded it, whoever wrote it for him. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game.
That's bearing a lead.
That's the only thing he had to really say. Because let's be honest, by not having a resolution, it's not going to be about the Egg Bowl. It's going to be this week again. And it's going to leak out if he's going to LSU or Florida. That's going to get out. And regardless of how well they practice on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, walkthrough Thursday.
Well, I mean,
if it comes out on Friday, that after, like before Black Friday, that Lane's going to going to LSU or Florida on Saturday. You mean to tell me that that's not going to have an impact on that room? I know that they're paid.
Of course,
players.
It will. I guess you know the one thing you like to try to stay away from is the lame duck coach. Oh my gosh, that is that nothing will suck the air out of the room more than a lame duck coach. You talk about lame duck president. I mean, the lame duck connotation just completely blows everything up. Here's where I will say that there is a chance that Ole Miss can salvage this. If it breaks, all heck breaks loose, and the button is pushed, Lane's going to LSU, and Keith is kind of sitting there with his hands up. It's out there. Everybody knows it. The team doesn't – here's how the team wouldn't quit, Ben. This is me being optimistic, and that's fine. But this is a new world. This is not 1999 with Tommy Tuberville or 1998, whatever it was. This is not then. These are highly compensated college athletes. These are athletes that are looking to play at the next level. These are athletes that are playing for a paycheck, not necessarily for a coach. So I think in this instance, what better way to show your talent than when the collective college football world has come to Oxford, Mississippi to see you run the ball, to see you block, to see you tackle. They have a very high vested interest in beating Mississippi State and playing in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think this team, that's what I'm preaching. If I'm Pete Golding, if I'm Joe Judge, and all of this is true, and Lane is going to LSU, that's what I'm telling these players. That's why we, the Rebels, have to play hard on Friday and beat Mississippi State to get to the next level because it's up to them. That's what I'm talking to the team about.
Yeah, but would you want that to be coming from Pete Golding or from Joe Judge themselves?
Obviously not, man. I'm just trying to find some type of positivity in this. And
yeah,
I don't think anybody's arguing that he's probably gone. Because the wording, the verbiage that we're given, once again, what we know to be true that Lane Kiffin is coaching the A Bowl. What is the best possible outcome for Ole Miss? The best possible outcome, wording, communication or not, is that he stays at Ole Miss, that he signs an extension, and everybody's excited, and that happens after the Egg Bowl. I think that's the best-case scenario for Ole Miss. Is that going to happen? I don't know. The worst-case scenario, the atom bomb version, it leaks that he's going to LSU or Florida. It's out there. The players quit. Mississippi State wins 31-3, and Ole Miss is out of the playoff. That's the atom bomb version. You cannot let that happen. And I think as long as Keith Carter's in control, he will not let that happen. He's protected the university up until this point. I think Ole Miss fans trust him to protect him this upcoming week.
Well, this is the only time where I thought Keith I disagreed with it. I thought it was great to leak out. It had to happen. Like, Ole Miss has agency here. It's always had agency, but you have to go on the offensive sometimes. And I think Keith did by leaking it out that the families were in Baton Rouge and Gainesville and let that become what it was, let him get asked about it, because that is not good form. I don't care what anybody says. Lane could say, well, they were just doing that. That was bad. Point blank, period. That was bad. And to not acknowledge it or to talk out of both sides of your mouth wasn't cool. The only thing other than that he's actually he didn't deny that. The only thing he's denied is what, man? Well, I've said it multiple times that he got issued an ultimatum by Keith and them because he didn't like it that he thought he wasn't in the dominant position. The truth of the matter is Ole Miss doesn't have a lot of leverage in this situation. So he had the leverage to kind of try to get Kiffin moving, and we've seen some of that. And, like, let Ole Miss really try to, force his hand a little bit so that it is at a disadvantageous position. But this was – it reeked to me as, well, you're kicking it down the road until next Saturday, which is probably his departure, because you couldn't come up with a legal recourse in which to get rid of him now and promote Joe Judge or Pete to be the interim and coach them through the Egg Bowl in the playoffs, because it's still messy even though he's going to be here through the Egg Bowl. Yes, that is a question that is answered. And I heard about him not potentially coaching the Egg Bowl on Sunday, and, Brad, I laughed it off. I said, that is absurd. And I heard it from somebody who is great at what they do, and I trust them. And I said, that is absurd. And they were right. I think that was a legitimate consideration. However, they couldn't get to that. They couldn't make that happen
now,
without costing us a pretty penny.
Now, I mean, this has been the most incredible, you know, couple of weeks that I've seen, you know, in my years of following Ole Miss football. But is there a path to where Lane doesn't coach the Egg Bowl, or is it done? Because, I mean, there's been crazy things happen. I think everything is on the table. I just say once again that I think Keith Carter's done a really good job, and I understand pushback on the release today.
No, Keith is awesome. It's just
but we don't know what happened in the meeting. So I think he's protecting the university as best he can. I just think, you know, it's a long time. It's going to be a long 7 days. There's going to be a lot of stuff happen in those 7 days. So I'm not really to say yes, no, onto what's going to happen. I just know this. The University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, its football program has never been this high profile. And Lane Kiffin is to thank for that. Well, on the flip side, Ole Miss is going to do everything it can to protect itself. And I think Lane Kiffin made his decisions. And I think Keith Carter is making his decisions on behalf of the university. And I think Ole Miss fans can take solace in knowing that he's got their back. And once again, if the decision is made to have a new coach in Oxford, Ole Miss and its job, the football job, has never been any higher than it is right now. From a facility standpoint, I understand there may be some things to do. But from a financial standpoint, Ole Miss is in an incredible position. Both of us reached out to the Grove Collective, and both were told that donations and membership have gone up steadily over the last couple of weeks. I don't think there's any accident in that. I think Ole Miss has always been at the forefront of the world of NIL, and in large part, that's because of Lane Kiffin. But I think it also, in large part, is because of the Ole Miss fans. It's giving. It's been the university. And I'll finally say this. I visited with Ross Dellinger, and it's a great conversation we had on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, and I asked him, Ross, do you think Lane Kiffin, or how important is it to Lane Kiffin, in your opinion, maybe how important is it to you, when you take a job at Ole Miss and you have an athletic director, a chancellor, the Grove Collective, Denson Hollis and the foundation, and most importantly, the fans, all five of those components are working in concert with each other, all with one major goal, that's to win a national championship. And guess what? You're 10-1, and you've got the opportunity to do that by beating Mississippi State. Or you want to choose door two and go to a place, let's just use the LSU for an example. You just have a brand new chancellor. You've got the governor of Louisiana going crazy, firing the AD. Then you've got an AD who's an interim that gets the interim AD tag pulled off, then put back on, then pulled off. Now everything's okay. You've got the board of super. You see where I'm going with this? Mm-hmm. Or do you choose door A or door B? So if Lane chooses door B, I'm not sure what to say. Because you've got exactly what you built. You're to be credited for what you built at Oxford, Lane. Congratulations. You've done an incredible job. Why not see it through? I mean, you built a dynasty. Why not take it all the way home? And it doesn't appear right now that he wants to do that, and that's what's kind of mind-boggling to me. Maybe he does. Maybe the meeting was, we're going to talk about it after the Egg Bowl. And if that's the case, okay, carry it on through. If not, you choose door B, I'm not sure what else to say.
I would only disagree with calling it he's built a dynasty. No, he's built a program in his image. He still hadn't won shit.
Yeah, that's probably not a good word to say dynasty.
But like, he still hadn't won really shit, Brad.
He's got a really, really good program, Ben.
Yeah.
He's
built. Like, exactly. This guy right here, Bomb, B-Tech, 2-4-4-5.
I know.
Zero championship. Like, dude, he hadn't
Bad
won
word.
Nothing.
Bad
with,
word.
With the best Ole Miss roster ever. Last year, he lost 3 games, including to a real estate agent who quite literally retired because he was just bad at football and brought Randy Griff.
Yeah.
Like, let's stop pretending. What's happening here is we care more about the entertainment and the reality show component of this than we do the actual. Because Ole Miss is in the middle of a championship run. If I could have gotten it done, if he is moving on, which I think that is what he's doing, and I were in the decision-making place, I would say to him, are you leaving? Yes. No. Well, you're not committed. Moving on. Am I firing him? He's going somewhere else anyway. You know what I mean? Soft launch an interim and at least allow Egg Bowl week to not be any kind of distraction. Because, again, next week is going to be the same stuff. And people can say, oh, it's the media making this. That is insane. Lane Kiffin has created this entire thing. It's been Lane. Lane has done this. Lane has been he's the one that had every opportunity to just be honest. Like, if he would have quite literally said, guys, I'm focused on Ole Miss until we finish the season. The calendar is what it is. I want to coach this team to a title. If other teams want to come talk to me after that and want to wait, more power to them. I can't control that. But here and now, I promise you, my focus is here and not send his family to Baton Rouge and Gainesville. This is a whole different kind of thing, y'all. This is Pine Box on steroids, man.
It's unprecedented. And that's the title of the article today, is Pine Box on steroids.
So it's Pine Box on steroids. I mean, That's what it feels like.
Hey, look, and I agree with Ward. Just because Florida is playing it quiet doesn't mean he's going to LSU. I agree. I have no idea what he's doing. I mean, I think everything is on the table. I just think it's quite interesting that the director of athletics at Ole Miss released that statement, but yet Lane will not come out, just like Ben, say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I appreciate everybody's kind of coming after us, but I'm here to win the Egg Bowl. I'm here to win the national championship. And then, hey, look, we'll talk after that. The calendar is the calendar. It's
all he did, though.
We know that.
What did he do?
We have not heard that.
He took a shot about the Citadel.
That's where it started.
Yeah, it was defiant. And he was like, how could you question my moves here? How dare you? Like, where do you come off? As if we're the ones creating the thing. Dude, I thought the whole point of the exercise was to try to get in the position your Ole Miss team is in right now. Not about what could be. Oh, well, he could win two championships at LSU. That's hypothetical. So we all good at making hypothetical money, winning hypothetical games. You know what I mean? Everybody's good at the hypothetical game. What's here and now is Ole Miss is 10-1, number 6 in the country, could win a title, and Lane Kiffin's going to coach through the Egg Bowl, and we're just going to go through the same thing next week because, like, he's got to be asked about this, okay? Keith Carter Lane, in his Monday press conference, Keith Carter came out with a statement on Friday, said they will address your future, or a decision on your future is expected on Saturday after the Egg Bowl. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean you're not going to be the coach anymore? What is he going to say? Well, we'll address this after the season. No, this is the season. Because you're right. If they lose the Egg Bowl, there's precedent for this. Everyone wants to point to Florida State and also say that, well, there's more teams now. And that's right. That's true. But they have it in their laws as far as how they decide this stuff, that those stuffy old men in back rooms that decide who gets to go and who has to stay back, it should all be completely based on analytics and numbers. But instead, we allow it to be to stuffy old men who have done nothing but line their own pockets and screw everybody else. And they have it in their laws, their bylaws, that says if, like, they could take this into account. If a team loses somebody of significance and it might hurt them and the marketability of that team, like, it's all there. It's in the fine print. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's absolute precedent. There's rules. There's bylaws that says if we want to, Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin and Joe Judge instead at 10-2, you're giving them a reason to leave you out. You're not sexy enough. Florida State, regardless of their quarterback situation, was 13-0 and won their frigging conference and got left out in favor of Alabama. You don't think that they want to put 9-3 Texas in? You know what I mean? Like, Texas at 9, but you get what I'm saying. Like, the back end of the bubble or the back end of the playoff chase is really weak, but there are automatic qualifiers. So Tulane can make it and Ole Miss couldn't if it's 10-2. That's nuts.
Absolutely. And let me tell you this. I can say this with absolute certainty. We talk about what we know and what we don't know and what we can speculate. We talk about hypotheticals. Let me tell you about what we do know. There's a team in Starkville, Mississippi that will be ready on next Friday, because they're right now, they smell blood. And whatever trick Jeff Lebby's got up his sleeve, and Cameron Hutchler and the rest of that Mississippi State defense, and you talk about Kamario Taylor, quarterback, and Blake Shapen. I mean, that's a team, Devon Booth at running back, Fluff Bothwell. Those boys, they're going to be ready. And so will that fan base. And this is not like where you can be a little uneasy. It's at Oxford, it's 11 o'clock, and you kind of sleepwalk. You're like, I don't know what Lane's going to do. No. You're going to walk into an incredible environment in Starkville on Friday.
And they
those cowbells are going to be rolling.
They want to take Ole Miss's face.
Oh, my gosh.
Bury their heads in the shit that has been created this week. They want to rub your nose in it.
Absolutely.
And they have a team
that can't fire you up. I'm not sure what will, because their fans are going to be absolutely ruthless. Because they smell blood in the water. Because they've got a chance to go to the bowl game, Ben. They've got a chance for Jeff Levy to get some momentum. They beat Arizona State earlier this year in Kenny Dillingham. His name's been all over the place. Had a chance to beat Florida, Texas. I could argue they should have beaten Tennessee. At the end of the day, Mississippi State's a good team, regardless of the record. So you better buckle up. That's why we're kind of talking about the decision for Lane Kiffin to coach the Egg Bowl, because if you don't win the Egg Bowl, I'm afraid nothing else matters.
And I feel like this move doesn't help you do that, because I agree with you. because it's just going to be another distraction filled week. And Mr. underscore Bassman 97.
You guys, sure about that.
Well, you guys are this year's Tennessee. You'll get crushed in the playoffs. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Honestly, that's kind of what Lane Kiffin is saying without saying it. He doesn't believe in this team. Because if you believed in it and believed in what you're building, and it wasn't just about you, and it wasn't just about filleting yourself, then wouldn't you come out today after a meeting with your AD, knowing all of the speculation around you, even though you want to try to play it dumb, like you don't know about it, you do. You read everything, Lane. We know it. I've seen the screenshots. You read everything. You listen to everything. You read your Twitter mentions. This is not personal. It's business. And you're making a business decision like a toddler, which is fine. But Ole Miss then has to go, well, you know what? Let's not let a toddler have the keys to the kingdom anymore, right? Because all you have, like, this week is going to be all about Lane again and not the Egg Bowl. And that is ridiculous. That is just absolutely ridiculous. And they could lose the playoff because of that. Yes, you're right, Mr. Bassman. Ole Miss could be this year's Tennessee, or they couldn't be. That's, again, hypothetical problems is what all this stuff is. Like, my whole thing is Lane Kiffin has spoken very loudly and clearly. He doesn't believe this is a title team. He believes this is just the team that surprisingly allowed him to get to where he always wanted to go. And I think Lane Kiffin agrees with you. I don't. I think this Ole Miss team, Ohio State and Georgia, man, I think they're better than everybody else, but the field? Like, I've seen this team play every single game, man. It's got its flaws. Like every team does. Every team has its flaws. There are no great teams in college football anymore. Parity reigns. It's awesome. It's why this sport is, on the field at least, more fun than it's ever been. But off the field, this is shining a light on how friggin' awful it is and how out of control it is. And I don't see how it stops, because now if it does happen, if Lane leaves, what that does create then is a precedent for any number of playoff contenders, unless the NCAA changes the rule. And of course, Ole Miss would be on the opposite end of that, right? Where they, you know, maybe they, you start doing contracts where you get compensated if a team takes your coach in some way, or you at least have to give written notice to the opposing team, and that team can say no. They can decline to allow them to talk to your coach. All that stuff is collectively bargained in real smart and actually well-done business organizations. Instead, you got this shit.
Yeah, and I think if you look deeply into to what Keith posted and released to the media, I think more than anything it looks like Lane is done at Ole Miss after. That's what it looks like on paper. I think if you read it enough and you kind of decipher it, they bury it at the bottom. His future will be talked about on Saturday, which feels like Lane will say goodbye after the Egg Bowl. The question we have is, why is he allowed to coach the Egg Bowl? Once again, I think Keith Carter and his team have absolutely a reason for that. They feel very strongly about that. I'm sure maybe we will, or maybe we will never know about why that decision was made. But I think Ole Miss fans have trusted Keith Carter so far, they can trust him now. Once again, I fall back to this is a situation to where you have to have your ducks in a row headed to Starkville. And if Lane is 1 foot on the way out, I think if you look around the collective world of college football with the jobs that are available, none of them have been filled, Ben. And I think that is because Lane Kiffin is the domino. Should Lane Kiffin take the LSU job, where that is rumored to be the landing spot for him, that's going to kind of open up the dam, if you will, of water to blow through where all of these coaches are going to land. Because although, from what I understand, John Summerall is not a Jimmy Sexton client, I do understand that
Clint Dowdle.
Yeah. Once these jobs start falling into place, the dominoes will start falling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Lane was the main domino everybody was waiting to fall. And if you ask me, buddy, it looks like the domino's falling. You know what I mean? I think the
haze feels that way. It feels that way.
It could change. But like, even if it did change, like, and he came back to Ole Miss and said, you know what? It's Monday, and today I feel like staying at Ole Miss. They'd say, okay, but I'm telling you, the damage has been done with the people that make the real decisions around here as far as who the money goes to and the players and roster procurement and talent acquisition and how they balance budgets and stuff. The real, like, because ain't Lane's going to make $13.5 million next year wherever he goes, if not more than that. But I promise you, he's not going to pay a single dime of that to go get a player to run a football for him, to catch a football, throw a football. Meanwhile, real people around these towns are, and they're pissed. And I don't think you can really recover from that. So even if they got out of here and it surprises us all and they waited 8 days to announce that Lane Kiffin is staying at Ole Miss, what a glorious day. In 2 years, I think he's out of here.
Here's the thing, though. Regardless of who the coach is, you win at Mississippi State, Coach A. Coach A goes to the playoff, whoever that is. Having a chance to host a college football playoff game in Oxford will be the most incredible thing to happen in the Ole Miss football, you know, the history of the program, at least since 1960-whatever. So that's what you have to get to, is get to that hosting of a college football playoff game. How do you get there? You win on Friday against Mississippi State. How does that happen? All we know is that Lane Kiffin will be the coach. What happened in that room for that decision to be made? It came from Director of Athletics Keith Carter, and I'm sure Dr. Glenn Boyce and many others were a part of that decision. That has to be number one objective on the list for Keith Carter, and he believes Lane Kiffin is the man to do it. Should he take another job? Should he stay? Nothing, as far as Ole Miss is concerned, matters but winning against the Egg Bowl. And once again, I'll say another thing. This is it. Winning cures everything. And whoever's on the sideline, whether it be in the college football playoff, the Egg Bowl, or whatever, Ole Miss needs to win. And I think right now Keith believes that Lane is the best way to win come Egg Bowl Friday. And we'll see. But, boy, you talk about drama for the Egg Bowl. Then you talk about this is
but
our
state. But it's not for the Egg Bowl, though, Brad. It's not for the Egg Bowl.
Well, I understand, but it ties into it. I mean,
I understand. But, like, that's what sucks, though, is, like, that's going to be the talk of Egg Bowl week. Real Wicked Brew. I'm sorry. A lot of people are just blowing me up right now.
I know. I've had to put mine on vibrate.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that too. You know, I can't hide the lurch fast enough. Somebody asked, Dowdle and Sexton work for the same company, don't they? No, Dowdle is independent. He works on his own. The cup's almost full. Y'all keep him overflowing. I don't know what's going to happen with this announcement on next Saturday.
I think a lot of it depends on what happens on Friday.
No, I don't. I don't think the Egg Bowl. I think it's baked in. Whatever it is, it's baked in. I can't tell you what I know definitively what the announcement's going to be, the expected announcement. I could tell you what I think it means. I think he's gone. And if he stays, hey, awesome. Great. Then that would be great for the short term. But I think he's gone. And I think Ole Miss has now got a real opportunity to secure who its next coach is going to be. And I'm curious to know why they decided, if he does go, why they decided to wait until after the Egg Bowl. Was it just truly a contractual thing? And I'm going to ask Lane directly on Monday, hey, Lane, Keith released a statement on Friday after y'all's meeting saying that he'll a decision or an announcement about your future will come on the day after the Egg Bowl. Why? Why is that? Why is it? What is the debate? What is the decision? Have you gone somewhere else? Are you waiting? Is it contractual? Why? But it's not just John Summerall. For all of you in the chats, man, that are saying that, like, I'm just telling you right now, I know it for a fact that Ole Miss has already gone very far down the road with John Summerall. And you can pretend like what I said about Ole Miss, he prefers Ole Miss to Auburn, isn't true. And you can say Auburn's a better job. That's your opinion. I'm just telling you what the man's feeling. And I know that to be the case. But Ole Miss would also want to talk to them. Let me pull up the number of here's all the candidates I kind of threw together earlier today. John Summerall, Alex Golish, Jeff Brohm, Clark Lee, Eric Morris, Ryan Silverfield, Cliff Kingsbury, Kenny Dillingham. Kenny Dillingham wants to move, you guys. I doubt he'd leave Arizona State, but especially if it's not for Florida State. But Joe Judge, Pete Golding, Brian Hartline, Glenn Schumann. There are a lot of guys out there. At the end of the day, this isn't about who's next. It's about what is. And for Lane Kiffin to coach the Egg Bowl, it don't make a lick of sense to me, Brad, as we wrap this thing up. Talk of Champions is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, and so many more. Thanks to over 17,000 people and still climbing who've been watching us talk about Lane Kiffin for an hour and 10 minutes. And even if you're a fan in the chat that thinks that Ole Piss is a funny joke when it's been played out, and buddy, that's about as lame and stupid as you can get in this day and age. Ole Miss is nothing but good problems, regardless of what Lane Kiffin does. But if he loses the Egg Bowl, that villain arc or that heel turn, the greatest heel in college football history, Brad, there'll be no topping that. This is like Hulk Hogan joining the NWO, except I don't remember when Lane Kiffin was in his Hulkamania era. Maybe for like the last couple of years with Ole Miss, you know, I am a real American, right? And then everybody loved him, and then he turned on everyone and he betrayed. Like, Lane's always kind of been NWO Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? And this would be the finest great act.
Well, I want to say a special thank you to everyone that watches. We'll be obviously live from the Egg Bowl with full coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit and, of course, the drive home. We'll have that to you for after the game right here on these channels. And thank you all for watching, sharing, and liking all of this content. It kind of was thrown together today, I'll be honest, because it kind of felt, Ben said, what about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock? And it just so happened to come after the announcement. So things just really fell into place, but couldn't do what we do without you. And be sure and join us over at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an affiliate of On3. That's OMSSpirit.com. By the way, you can join today for $1.
$1
will get you in for all the content you can imagine. The entire team there does a wonderful job. Zach Beer in recruiting, Jake Thompson, Chuck Rouseville, and of course, Spirit Ben. It's a lot of fun to hang out and talk Ole Miss football. Why not? And so we appreciate all of you joining us today.
Over 18,000 and still climbing. I'm sorry for those of you just now joining us. We're checking out. He's Brad Logan. I'm Ben Garrett. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and fill it for $1. We'll be back soon. No game this weekend, but I got a feeling that we'll be podcasting a few more times because the more the Lane Kiffin saga and days turn here, it only gets stupider and stupider because the latest episode of the Kiffdashians, folks, was a hell of an episode, man. It was. If we every time we think we got it pegged, right, Brad?
There's always a change. And by the way, Ken, I agree. You can bet your life KC did what was best for Ole Miss. Hey, look, you won't find a bigger fan than me. I've been very vocal about that. I've had no doubt that the decision that Keith Carter made was the best for university. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying I don't know what went into it. And hopefully we'll learn soon enough.
Good show, guys, for Mr. Bassman 97. Thanks to all of you who've been paying attention to even this old idiot who keeps using the old piss like no one cares, dude. Like you're the sad one in our chat. I mean, go, great content. Benny Bless, my guy, Josh Clemens. I miss you, brother. God is good. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. We'll see you next time. Bye, Brad.
Bye, everybody.
Oh.